Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game with The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And Florida State coach Mike Norvell received a statement of support from athletic director Michael Alford after a fourth straight loss. Florida State is saying basically they're going to make a decision after the season.
Let me translate that statement for you, Allie. is this Mike home? We don't have the money right now. We're trying to gather the funds to fire his ass. We'll check back with you at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. That is all that said. Because I think his is like 53 or something, $1 million buyout or something like that. I mean, Florida State is not there has been money problems down there. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, and they go about things, the Seminole Booster Inc. and everything like that, they go about things a little bit differently. I'm with you. I think this is a very much a kind of week-to-week thing. And if things go any further south, this is always the problem for me, the way that teams like this go about their business when they always reload to the transfer portal. You always run the risk of players that when you get out of the championship picture that are like, you know what, I'm not going to play quite as hard as I would have. And that's not to take a shot at Florida State. I think there's Florida State fans that would absolutely agree with that. But I think there is, behind the scenes, a lot of people going, how much money do we have? How can we find equity? How can we push some things around with some of the boosters? And who would we go after if and when we did make a move? I don't think Gus Malzahn wants that job. I don't think he wants anything to do with it. So there's a couple of different ways to look at that. But have you seen the – do you know they're supposed to open their new facility down there this week?
Really?
And Mike Norvell's office in this facility is like literally 2,500 square feet.
Oh, wow.
And the thought of them like moving boxes into his facility and doing a ribbon cutting, it hits me. I'm like, man, that would be the worst feeling. And I'm like, I didn't even unpack my boxes, man. I didn't even get them unpacked into my new 2,500 square foot, office. Man, it's crazy down there right now.
I'd like to give some credit to Mike for being the kiss of death. Came in here the day that they played Virginia, which was a Thursday night game, and I don't know where you were. I guess you were here.
It
was a Friday.
Yeah,
and you had maybe we were just sitting. I don't know. I can't remember. But you weren't in the room yet. And Mike's like, "Yeah, we just seen the other day. Florida State's the best team in the country."
It was like an S&P thing.
Yeah. Every metric out has Florida State as the best team in the country.
Whoa.
Florida State has lost 46-38, 28-22, 34-31, and 20-13 cents. In fact,
makes you feel any better. Bo said Penn State was going to win the national title.
A lot of people said that.
I said that I could see it happening.
Yeah.
I didn't say they would do it. Florida State's beat one Power 4 team. Just happens to be Alabama, who might be playing the best football of any team in the country right now.
Unfortunate, man. Unfortunate. I think you brought up a good point about that yesterday, saying it might be because of that Bama's playing so well. I don't necessarily disagree with that. I kind of woke him up a little bit.
Apparently, your boy DeBoer is getting a little bit feisty with the reporters these days, but
don't blame him.
He said something
that sports media, man. They're crazy.
He said something going into, I think, the Georgia game, or it was either going into the Georgia game or after the Georgia game going into Vanderbilt, and he was like, We got to make a lot of changes after that game and get this team focused and basically like, hey, you guys ain't that, so let's come to terms with what we are, and it's turned out well for them. Not so much Florida State, 3-4.
Yeah, good call.
Well, after Billy Napier's firing, odds are coming out for Florida's new head coach. A couple of the names high on the list: Lane Kiffin, James Franklin, Eli Drinkwitz, Jed Fish. Anyone you want to take?
Let me tell you something.
Tell me.
Hiring Eli Drinkwitz would be like the most painful thing ever, and it would probably be a really good thing for the team because he's got an attitude. He doesn't take crap. He runs his mouth a little bit, and he's a hell of a coach. I just don't know if I could deal with that. I mean, God almighty.
He's got a little – it feels a little bit like a Mullen to me.
Well, because he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
But it turns out Mullen and him both are when a lot of times when it comes to X's and O's.
What would be your feeling if they were to go out and offer the job to James Franklin? Lane Kiffin says no, and they're like, all right, we're going to call James Franklin.
Well, I would call Marcus Freeman first just to have him tell
me
no.
But what
just
would be your feeling if they offered to James Franklin?
If James Franklin had that team 10-2, 10-3, 11-1, 11-2, had them in championship games, I think that would be a complete step up from what Florida has been.
You're going too far down the line. I just, like, if they called him and they were like, hey, you got offered the job.
I would feel indifferent because I don't think you would get the best candidate at that point, but I think you would get a top five candidate for the job.
Okay.
Let me throw in one more name on here. RG3 was on the Dan Patrick Show and suggested this.
If Tim Tebow goes into any home in Florida, you're telling me that those parents aren't saying, yep, sign me up. I'm coming. You got to put a great staff around him.
All right, stop. Here, let me tell you something. This is the same guy who during a broadcast of Florida State, a few years before the year Napier was hired, like weeks later, went on a tirade about why Deion Sanders should have gotten the job. And I'm not telling you Deion Sanders is a bad hire that then. But Deion Sanders has done nothing that tells me I want him coaching a Power Four school like Florida. He's not been consistent. He's got Colorado better. But Colorado had nowhere to go.
We've already gone too far in this conversation. Tim Tebow's never even coached middle school football. All of a sudden he's going to be the head coach at Florida? What are we doing? Deion didn't just step into the Florida State job or something like that. He went to Jackson State and then to college. Like, what are we talking? Like,
if you want him to be the general manager recruit players,
I'm not talking about that.
If he wants to be the GM, that's one thing. I don't know why RG3 gets to speak on college football these days because he's brutal with his takes.
I have one more question for you before we move on. If and when Brian Kelly gets fired at LSU.
Mm-mm. No, I can't.
No, I'm not talking about Brian Kelly. Let me finish. Okay. If and when Brian Kelly gets fired at LSU, which job is better, LSU or Florida? I think Penn State would take Brian Kelly first and foremost, but which job is better, LSU?
Can I
or Florida?
Tell you that I think that they're very equal. I think LSU has had more sustained success the last 10 to 15 years. There's no doubt about that. They've also made some better hires, but I think when it comes to expectations, they're very and overzealous boosters.
Sure,
they are very close. Florida has I think is a better recruiting ground, but Florida has to compete.
I was going to say
with a lot more schools coming in, and LSU has a good lockdown on that state. Now the talent is much more rich in Florida than Louisiana. But Louisiana goes to Texas.
I'm not sure the recruiting bed thing matters as much anymore.
Well, it's so national. And then you have the portal.
And the portals are such a great equalizer in that.
But I think both of those teams are very neck and neck because of the expectations and how little margin of error there is at the schools.
Well, Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And I
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll say Dylan made me do the Tim Tebow drop.
I'm sure he did.
He knew what he was going to do.
I knew what it was going to do. I just wanted to ensue a little bit of a frustration in y'all.
I just get tired of hearing RG3 be ridiculous with everything he says and continue to get a microphone.
Let's move on to something you do enjoy. Back to the Future. Today, it is 10 years since Doc and Marty traveled to the future and Back to the Future 2. Does that make sense? October 21st, 2015.
Yeah, I remember there was a big thing about the Cubs back
Biff
then.
Biff World.
Yeah, it was a big thing
Biff
about
World.
The Cubs.
Biff World. All right, so we're going to revisit the movie. And you haven't seen any of this, Mike, correct?
I saw Back to the Future in like bits and pieces. Like, I think I watched it four different times and caught like, you know, beginning, middle, end, like in between. So I've seen it, but like following the storylines of what you're talking about, absolutely
right.
not.
Right, okay. Well, back in 1989 when they made this movie, obviously they came up with all these inventions. And it's fun to kind of revisit, see what has happened, what has not happened. TV video calls. This was one of the things that was huge in the movie, which we have FaceTime. Mm-hmm. But why is it so much cooler in the movie than it is to actually get a FaceTime? Because now I get one, I'm like, oh God, no. Or Zoom or something. Like, please,
I don't think
no.
everybody feels like that, though.
Really? I do.
I see
please
people
don't.
That are just walking around a store on FaceTime. Blows my mind. I'm like, why aren't you just talking on the phone?
That's crazy to
Yeah,
do.
I'm with Allie. I'm like, right. I don't want to talk on the phone unless let's see you when I'm talking. Now,
I have one friend in a group text that always fires off, like on Saturday night, he'll fire off like a group FaceTime. And I'm like, dude, nobody's going to join that.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to do that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say it's cool. It's cool to keep up with. Like, I did FaceTime with Amy and Porkchop. Right, Sunday. That was cool because, you know, you haven't seen them in a day.
Right.
But other than that, I don't. If you're a random person, don't FaceTime me. I don't want to see you. I don't want to. Just text me.
The other things they came up with were smart glasses. So we have those. Flying cars, unfortunately not. I don't think.
Ish. They're starting to, like, have it in New York. They're drone cars.
I do not think we drive well enough. Like, we're not behaved well enough.
The key would be to make sure it's driven by a computer. Like the Waymo of flying cars. Yeah, I don't need anybody to be in control.
Well, like on Fifth Element, everything's like sky stuff. It's really,
definitely,
I'm like,
I have seen that.
I'm like, what's on the ground in the Fifth Element in the cities?
It's just
they
a foggy.
Also had fingerprint recognition, a dog walking drone.
They got those.
I'm still getting used to the robots on all the sidwalks that are like food deliveries.
I know.
Like, I see those all the time now, and I'm like, dude, this is crazy.
Somebody had a video on Facebook that they have a dog walking drone. At, like, there was a school event. And it was like a dog, and it was walking, and it was a drone.
Man, what a robot. Simple pleasure to take away from yourself.
You're talking about a robotic dog.
Yeah, is that the same thing?
No, we're talking about a drone walking the dog so you don't have to.
Oh, I thought you meant a drone that walked like a dog.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
These are good.
Wrong walking dog altogether.
Man. And there are probably two more that I'm still waiting on to happen. The self-lacing shoes. I would love for that to
happen. Didn't they try to create the Nike, I think, tried to make these.
They have they released a special edition Back to the Future sneaker shoe in 2016.
Yes, I remember that.
$18,000 up to $200,000. Yeah, no, they don't self-tie, though. And then also the auto-drying clothes. I mean,
that was the thing in the movie? Oh,
yeah.
That's a good idea.
That would be such a game changer.
Why not get that done? I guess we have Under Armour now. It's like
that's
moisture
true.
Wicking.
Yeah. Not quite as cool as in Back to the Future.
Thing.
We'll check back in 10 years and see what inventions we've come up with. All right, coming up, it's time, guys. The good, the bad, and the ugly from Sunday night's game. Unfortunately, I think there's a lot of ugly. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of bad.
We'll see it all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.